Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When describing spiritual maturity, Paul used the word gentle, which is a rather unique word in the Greek text. It describes a special kind of gentleness. The word could also be translated fair-minded. When I was thinking of a man who illustrates this quality, I thought about the late Tom Landry. For those of you who are sports-minded, he was the former coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I first met Tom in his office when a friend of mine and I introduced him to a young man named Tony Evans. Tony was an up-and-coming young African-American leader, actually our first full-time church planting pastor from the First Fellowship Bible Church. We believed that Tony could have a good influence on the team as a spiritual counselor. We wanted Tom to meet Tony, which he did. Since then and before his homegoing, I met Coach Landry here and there in airports, on airplanes, at banquets, and in special meetings. And I also read most everything that has been written about his life and his career. You see, as a Christian, Tom Landry had a lot of special qualities. Over the years, you could actually see him growing in his Christian faith. But I believe that one quality stands out that illustrates what the Apostle Paul had in mind when he used the Greek word translated gentle in his letter to Timothy. Tom Landry was fair-minded, which, as I said, is a special kind of gentleness. Tony Dorsett, a premier running back who at times frustrated Landry, made the following comment. He said, "Maybe you didn't always like his decisions, but he was fair." May God help all of us to develop this quality in our lives, to always be fair-minded.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.